With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Can you remember way back when? It seems like eons ago. I know we could look it up. It's got to be 18 months or so. We first were stunned to meet Dr. Alana Fishbein out there in the Gladwin Elementary School in Lower Marion Township. She was a mom who saw what was going on with her kids, some of these offensive, divisive books. One kid's an oppressor if they're white, the victim, the grievance thing, and worse, and the attacks upon police. So as I remember it, she pulled her kids from said schools, but in addition to that, started up No Left Turn. And last night she was on with Tucker, and it was tremendous to see somebody we revere and have on frequently there with Tucker Carlson again, talking about this, because she has the reach with all these chapters nationwide. How are parents feeling when their government cannot cite anything real, and is yet, I think more than the FBI, talking about the Patriot Act to be brought down on them? The Patriot Act. You know, we have real problems in this country, real terrorists. A bunch of moms and dads, mainly moms, who are intimately involved in trying to make the schools better nationwide. The school board members wanting to call down the Secret Service, the FBI, and the Patriot Act on them. Dr. Alana Fishbein with us again here on Talk Radio 1210. Doctor, welcome back, and thank you. A great appearance last night.
Thank you very much. Well, it does feel that we have been around for a long time. We are around only for a year. And
wow.
We have been doing a lot on the ground. And as I refer to our movement, we are indeed the boots on the ground, just not a website or a Facebook. Our people are those parents and grandparents and concerned citizens and veterans who are going out there and confronting school boards and demanding to know what they are teaching our kids. And this is considered domestic terrorism. You know, they're really flipping things around when those people that have been burning our cities and looting and shooting are referred to as peaceful protesters. And parents are going to school boards to question the vile material, in most cases, that are being dumped into the brains of our kids and poisoning them, are considered domestic terrorists. This is literally insane.
It is. But in addition to that, now, I wouldn't think you don't scare very easily, given your life history and everything else we've talked about. And our other buddy, Azra Nomani, down in Virginia, does not either. But did you get, with all your chapter members, are they kind of concerned? Because they don't want the FBI and the Patriot Act to be held over their head. So does this have a chilling effect so far?
It's a lot of threats from people in authority that actually don't have authority over or jurisdiction over school boards. In fact, I feel that this is coming from all those entities, including the National School Board Association, and such, because we are making grounds. We are winning the hearts and minds of Americans, and people are waking up and rising up. So in many ways, this is a good sign because they are decided to show their muscles. However, we have to be really realistic what the DOJ and even the FBI can and cannot do. it is definitely threatening to people to start thinking about FBI coming and finding information about them and interrogating them, watching them, taking their license plate, videotaping them. This definitely can be terrifying, but the Constitution doesn't allow it. We do have the protection of the First Amendment that protects free speech, even if it's vile. We are protected by the First Amendment, and we have the very famous court case of the New York Times versus Sullivan that Simon Campbell has been citing that protect us from talking to the school board members in whatever manner we speak. They have to take it.
Yeah, well, I would add this, Ilana, and I think you probably agree. They can fire back. They can say, I resent that, and here's why. They have the opportunity. But you're right. This idea that if you raise your voice at a school board meeting, the Patriot Act's going to come down on you. You know, you are right, too, and I thought you would say this. It shows, not to be timid on this, but that this is working. This has them on the run. They don't know what to do with the elections, etc., coming up. A tell on this is that critical race theory was actually mentioned in the body of the letter sent by the school board people. They didn't talk about the masking or anything else. But you are the expert in this field. Every time I talk with you, I see your eye on the ball more about the socialism being promulgated through the schools. I more center on the critical race theory, others on the mask. Talk about that a little bit, and I think that's why your group is No Left Turn, right? That's one of the central
focuses. Education. No yes. Left Turn in education. That's the emphasis.
Right.
Yeah, you know, people are familiar with the CRT more and more now. However, people are now recognizing what I've seen from the very beginning, and I put it on our agenda from the very beginning, that the comprehensive sexuality education, which promotes explicitly sexual material in schools, starting in kindergarten, is even a bigger problem than the critical race theory. We have seen in recent videos that came out of many school boards across the country, from Texas to Wisconsin to Virginia, that parents are discovering those horrendous material that's being presented to our little kids, not only in terms of gender fluidity or gender identity and transgenderism. There are books that are showing a teenager having anal sex. I mean, the material is so vulgar and so explicit, parents cannot wrap their brain around it. So, in fact, all the work that we are doing is focusing on getting any material that are indoctrinating our kids in any way, shape, or form out of school. Schools should focus on the 3R. Schools should focus on giving all children of America, regardless of background, the best opportunity to be a good human being and maximize on their potential. We should not really see lightly any kind of negotiation to bring just another point of view, as I'm hearing from some parents, because this material should be out of school. There is no reason to teach our kids pornography.
Well put. I know, and you know, I am just so pleased that you went through this difficult situation, but you had the ability to remove your kids and then start this movement. And I can remember when we first talked about it, you know, it worked. And then you were on with Tucker, you were on with us some more, and it's mushroomed. And every time we talked, how many chapters are out there now nationwide?
I really can't keep count, but I know it's growing daily. Just last week, I talked to two groups from Pennsylvania who would like to start new chapters, and another group from a different state that would like to start a chapter. So we are constantly on a daily basis getting requests from around the country to have new chapters. I would have to guess roughly 70 chapters in over half of the states in the United States. Many states have multiple chapters.
Wow, that is just stunning. Congratulations on this. And the best place for people to go is the website No Left Turn in Education?
Absolutely. No Left Turn in Education.us. I would like really to just emphasize the insanity of what they are trying to do to parents. When parents are not only exercising their rights to voice their opinion, they're actually exercising their parental duties to protect their children. And what do they expect for us as parents to check our children at the parking lot when we drop them off at school and then get them, back from school and not knowing everything and not knowing what they're going through during the day, because the teachers also tell them not to share with parents the information. Every parent has to exercise the duty as a parent and protect their children. And this is today probably the most dangerous thing that they are doing. They're exposing our kids to this poison that they are imbuing on them for their hearts and their minds. So all parents have to get up and protect their children. Grandparents, concerned citizens, this is your taxpayers' money that they are using to ruin our society, to ruin our families, and obviously also to ruin our nation. We have to be vocal. We have to stand up. We are winning. So just don't get deterred. Don't get afraid. Don't be afraid. And you know what? What's important? Not everybody can stand up and speak up like I do and many, many people around the country in our movement. That's why I would urge people to go to our website, noleftturn.us, and give us donation. You can give us $5. We can give us $10, whatever you can. We are the soldiers. We are the boots on the ground. We are sticking our neck. I understand if some people can't, and I do not ask them to. However, dig into your pocket and give us as little as you can or as much as you can to support our army of parents and concerned citizens that are doing everything to protect the children and our nation.
Well put, Dr. Ilana. Thank you very, very much. Thanks for coming on today, as always.
Thank you very much for having me, and happy to come back again.
Dr. Ilana Fishbein here on Talk Radio 1210, and Dan and I, it was over a year ago that we first started to have her on. And you heard what, too often in talk radio, we don't emphasize, we are winning. I know you could say about the FBI, Dom, the Patriot Act, oh my God, you heard what she said, growing, massing these parents out. They're not going to let up on this. Our other buddy, Clarice Schillinger, we're going to turn them around. It's just what, a few weeks away. The school board elections, as many of those seats as possible in places like Pennsbury and Radnor and across Pennsylvania. They've spent about $500,000 through that great generous benefactor she has, Paul Martino, out there in Central Bucks. You're going to see a revolution that day. And you could say, yeah, these things take for, yeah, they do take forever. It took forever for them to get into these positions and engage in this nonsense. How would Terry McAuliffe do against Dr. Ilana Fishbein? I don't think well. McAuliffe's saying, I'm not going to let the parents. The school decides everything.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.